Hello, good evening, and welcome to season five of the
Wow.
SSF Romcast. I am, as always, the lovely hostess, Miss Jessica Haynes, and I'm joined by my lovely other hostess.
Emma Jackson, hello. We are here.
It's kind of weird to be here again.
It feels like it's quick. It is a little quick for us because
Yes.
I was thinking earlier actually, because we're actually recording in the summer holidays, which is quite early for our autumn season. Because we're
Yes.
just busy, busy. We wanted to make a head start. But it made me think of our first season because we did a lot of that in the evenings, didn't we?
Yes, we did when
Yeah.
when life sort
And
of
it was
stopped.
probably summer holidays too, wasn't
It
it?
more than likely. It's been
Yeah.
a while to try and remember
So
that, but
yeah,
yes.
it's a bit, yeah, a bit retro. Retro
Oh, blast
feel.
from the past.
Yeah.
And
That's it.
saying that, we've gone a bit retro with what we're doing this time. So we're not doing 6 degrees of seven bacon. Seven bacon? Kevin Bacon. It starts already.
Seven, six bacons. We like all
Five
the
bacons. Five with this
bacons.
one. We are picking kind of tropes that we didn't pick in the first tropey goodness we did and doing some slightly different ones. So we're picking out a few more
Yeah.
books.
I feel like we've gone for some quite controversial ones actually, where we've gone like not like super popular ones. I think as we get into them, there's probably like, yeah. We will
Well,
reveal them as we go.
as we go, yes, we will
Yeah.
suck it and see as we go.
Yeah.
So
You're probably
if
sitting there going, what's controversial? Nothing's
you...
taboo.
I'll go for it. Any hole's a
But
goal,
yeah. Yeah.
as we always
We
say.
ended on that note,
Yes,
and I think we've started on
we
that note.
start as we start as we mean to go on. Are
That's
we
it.
ready?
Right. So shall we announce what trope we're doing this episode? And
Can
then
do.
yeah, then we'll do our little music. We're going for abduction this week.
As you
And
do.
as you do, yeah. Yeah. Controversial?
Yeah,
Nah.
nothing wrong with that.
It's an excellent way to start a love story.
Summer holidays. What else do you need to think about?
Right. Join us. Right. I don't know. How many have you got?
I have three, but there could be a fourth just dropped in at
Okay,
the end.
yeah, I've got three and I do have a little bonus for which
Okay.
isn't much fun.
So my
Weirdly, oh, carry
I
on.
was no I was my mathsy skills were saying so you should go first and then I'll slot in.
Okay, all right, yeah. Oh no, you're making me go first. I've got to engage my brain.
It's
I
nice.
was just going to say, first of all, first and foremost, I haven't got any of like the original abduction love story, which is Hades and Persephone, isn't it? It's like the classic.
It is. Oh, see, we did this last time and we struggled. There were lots out there, but we
There's
struggled
so
to
many.
find one that kind of fit us both and did the
Yeah,
job.
that was it. Fitting us both, and also we had to have links, didn't we? And
Yes, we
things
had to
into
fit it
like the
in
next one and stuff. But
and it
yeah.
really couldn't at the time. There will be time. There's always room for one more.
I mean, we did link up to in the very first season, Hades and Persephone one. So we've been there, done that.
Oh, bought the t-shirt and moved
That's
on.
it.
I'll
Yeah.
always go
So
back.
I don't have anything like that this time around, but I have gone for another which is seen as a bit of a classic, and it's not the one that I know you've gone down the route of. It's a fae romance. So like that can be a trope within a lot of fae romances, that they abduct someone and take them into fairyland. Yeah, I've not read any that are quite like that, that have gone from normal world and abducted them and taken them into like the fae land to become like, I don't know, what is it, the summer queen or whatever
I was going to say,
it usually
it
is.
is usually royal. You're not going to become a chambermaid, are you really?
You don't get taken for that, which is strange because that would probably be much more likely.
I remember, I'm digressing already, somebody saying it's weird when people go and have like the hypnotherapy to do past life regressions and they're never like cleaning toilets or anything. I can't remember if that comedian, they were always like the Queen of Sheba or
That's it.
somebody
You're
royal.
always
They were
gonna
never
be
just
someone. Yeah.
Yeah, they were never just a surly prostitute.
I mean, if you had many lives, you wouldn't remember those ones, I guess. If it happened regularly, you're not going to remember the one where you were a snail, and you're not going to remember the one where you cleaned the toilets. You would remember the royal
Yeah,
one,
the one
though.
with the crown.
Yeah.
Oh, unless that's all you get, that would be rubbish.
It would
Oh,
be,
just
wouldn't
done now.
it?
Nirvana can go.
Yeah.
So, your book, Emma.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's a duology that I'm sneaking in more books already. It's Court of Trixes by S.L. Prater. I think that's how we're going to say it. It's either that or Prater, and I feel like Prater would
Crater,
probably be.
go for it. Correct us if we are wrong, please.
So there's Rain, who is a witch, but she's how you become a witch in this world is that you make a bargain and you give away a piece of your soul to a demon and they become your familiar. So she
Nice.
was Fae, but she bargained away a piece of her soul for some reason we don't know. She can't remember, you know, she's very old, but she doesn't remember what came before she was a witch. She just knows. And she has this familiar who is a demon who can shapeshift, but he takes the form of a cat and he's hilarious. He's really,
Oh,
really good.
okay.
He's a lot of fun. And she's been meeting in the woods and talking to this guy who she thinks is kind of like meant to be, but she's been on her own for a very long time. She's very isolated. She just has some friends in the town that are like basically the brothel. She goes there and she looks after the women there. You know, they're sort of the earth people.
Nice as possible, people.
They always are. And that's it. So socially, she's like really quiet. They barely even talk. They leave little gifts for each other. And I think he
Oh.
reads to her, if I'm remembering right, stuff like that. They meet up like at midnight. But you cut to him, and he's like the Duke of Night. He's it's really like, I think that's his name, Knight, but it's because that's his title too. And he's in this situation. He's like rules over this particular area, and there's other warring kingdoms, and he's stuck in the middle, and they're trying to get him to do a political marriage, and he doesn't want to do that. So he wants to move this thing along with her because he knows that they're fated mates. So he's acknowledged that. He doesn't want the romance stuff. He just wants to, you know, have her because he knows that, you know, it
Get
will
down to it.
suit. So he goes to another one of his friends who's she's also a witch, and she explains to him that because Rain bargained away a piece of her soul to become a witch, she's really reluctant to like get into another relationship. She's scared because it will mean like if you do the fated mate kind of bond, then you have to share more
More
of your
so.
soul, and she's trying to protect it, you know, like subconsciously. And so she advised him. She said, "You got to go to the old ways. She's Fae, you're Fae. You've got to abduct her, basically."
Oh, okay.
She doesn't know it, but that's what she wants, kind of thing. So he's like,
Always the way.
"Fair play, right? I'll go and just nab her." And he's like, takes her back to his palace and stuff. And you know, it's one of those things where it's like she's been abducted and she's angry about it, but also she can get away if she really wants to.
Yeah, if I
And I think
tried.
she does one time and he goes and gets her again. So there's two abductions, and she's quite miffed at him because he has the ability to like make you fall to sleep and stuff. So she's railing at him, and he's just like, right, night
Go.
night.
That is the best power ever.
Isn't it? Wouldn't every parent just love that?
Where are we going? Why is it 2 hours in the oh, off you go.
You'll be there soon, and you'll feel so much better for having
Yeah.
had a nap. All the adults are like, oh, please, God, what would I would do if someone just
Just have
kept
a peep.
saying to me, go to sleep, go to
Yeah.
bed.
Go to bed for an
Meanwhile,
hour.
right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's there's the first book is a little quieter and slower. It's more about their relationship building. And then there's like this massive twist at the end. And I was so happy. Both books are available now. And I went straight into the second book. And it kind of expands the world and more of the political shenanigans start happening. And she's involved and you find out some of her secrets. And there's an appearance of another little like sidekick who is best. What was her name? Clapper, I think it was. She's like this little tiny fairy or familiar. And she's just the best. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's like an interesting world that's been built with that one. And that's like my first real fae sort of kidnapping, I think. But they all kind of have a caveat, don't they? I don't know. I don't know how your ones come, but when I'm like looking at, I think I've got one that the abduction is like a proper abduction.
Okay, no, yeah, no, mine are, okay, so yeah, two of mine are kind of proper abductions. The other one is, yeah, less, okay, so okay. My first one,
yeah,
so I've gone quite alien-y with mine, because you think of abduction, that's, as I said, it maybe just my head, the little voice, alien, yeah. Abduction.
Alien.
And that's how they speak, obviously.
Yeah.
You would not be attracted to them if they did.
I'm just picturing the little ones in Toy Story with the claw. The claw!
That would be
abduction.
Imagine waking up to just billions of those above your head. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I bet they'd all squeak. You'd have to lie on them.
Mm-hmm.
My first book is Choosing Theo by Victoria Aveline.
Ah, I downloaded that one and I didn't get around to reading it. So yeah, it's still on my Kindle. So you can
good one.
Sell me
and
on it.
Yeah, the rest are all in there as well. They'll be added later. Okay, so yeah, we have Jade, who has been kidnapped to order. So we kind of don't find that out just yet. So basically she wakes up, as most do, with aliens everywhere, trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Can't speak the language, doesn't know what's going on, shove her in a little pod and basically shunt her down to this planet. But Jade is quite a savvy kidnappy, that she's kind of rooting around for things to help her when she lands. So she finds this spray that they've knocked her out with at certain points in the first little bit, and she pockets it. So as soon as her little egg poddy lands, she whips it out, hears footsteps, sprays and pelts it. So
they were bad kidnappers, yeah, leaving that spray in there with them,
yeah,
weren't they?
So yeah, she does that, runs, gets stuck in this foreign place for a few days, realizes that she's either going to die of thirst or creature at some point. So she finds a road, finds a mode of transportation and goes to get herself saved, basically, or go to get herself help. So she goes, she finds the people who live on this planet. I did write their names down. The Clicanians, and they're actually quite a nice bunch of people. Lots of different types of Clicanians, some wings, some horns, some fangs, but as with all of these planets who need people, there are 20 men to one woman.
Yeah.
So yeah, so she's been told, well, since you're here, you've come from a planet that is class 4, nobody's supposed to go near your planet, we're not allowed to go back and do anything with you for a good chunk of time. You have to stay here for a year and live with us until we can figure out getting you home. By the way, 20 men, one woman. It's a bit like if you're in Britain, if you've seen the show Naked Attraction, it's kind of a bit like that. They bring out all of these men, or a police lineup perhaps, in like a clear box, and it's like, these are men, pick some. She's like, cookie cookie. Yeah, so she's kind of got to go for all of these men, and she has to have a husband for 3 months of this year. That's it. So you have for 3 months and then you move on, or
and
you can stay with them a bit longer. Yeah. So she goes through all of these ones, and this one's not bad. That one's not bad. And there are loads of other women picking as well. And then there's this one who's covered in gnarly tattoos, and he looks like the dude you would want to cross the street for. So obviously, that's the one she wants.
Okay.
And this is Theo. So Theo is a mercenary he goes to these things because basically he's made to, you have to.
Right.
He's been picked once or twice because people want a bit of rough, but they never kind of, the stages to these trials. So you do the picking, then there's like another ceremony where the men are blindfolded and the women can go and survey the goods.
Okay.
And they've got to that stage a few times with Theo, but they just want a bit of rough, basically. And mm-hmm. then he's never been picked for the actual wedding. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jade is like, yeah, okay, cool. Goes to survey him, doesn't do too much other than a bit of looky-looky. But she's like, yeah, he's mine, job done. But we find out that these tattoos she thinks are all over his body are actually scars.
Oh,
and that mm-hmm. he's they're just like black lines. I kind of imagine mm-hmm. them like when lightning strikes as black lines across him. And he kind of hates himself because of these. We find out a bit later that he's actually not fully Clacaean. His mother was from a different galaxy, and her galaxy is kind of a lot more aggressive and harsher, so he has got this feral side to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes him good as a mercenary. But because Jade has picked him, he thinks that she's a spy that's been brought in rather than her actually being abducted.
Okay. So he's suspicious.
So he doesn't treat her very nicely, and he basically then does everything in his power to try and get the proof from her as to what the hell she is. Yeah. And she's just like, all right, whatever. So I will use my feminine wiles, which you seem to quite like, back against you. And then it is the back and forth between them that he's sort of like, yeah, we have a couple's bathing ceremony that everybody has to do.
Yeah.
So he makes her get in this really big bath. And then she's like, all right, from in the bath, look at the ladies, here I am. And then he nearly breaks the bath when she tries to get close to him. So nothing that he does pays off. But it's really quite well done. And then, they get together and interlink, and she doesn't want to leave after the 3 months.
It
has to be done that way because there are not enough people. Mm. You know, the women get impregnated, leave the kids with the husband, and then go on to the next one. Oh, that was another fun thing. All of the men between 17 and 20 have to have husbandry lessons. So they're pulled out of school and they have to cook and clean and pleasure women and raise children. So they all get marked on a scale of 1 to 10 on how good they are.
It's like a reverse version of like one of those decorum booklet things they used to have for women. Like in real life.
Yes.
That actually happened in our history for women.
Yes. When men come home from work, make sure you have a cigar and a smoking jacket ready for them. Yeah, no.
Have his slippers warmed.
Yes, that sort of thing. But so he's got like a 10 on bedroom skills, a 10 on cooking, communication.
Yeah, of course.
About a 2.
Yeah. So never that important to begin with. That's what gets worked on.
Well, for 3 months, do you really need to use your mouth mm-hmm. for many things other than things?
So, because when you started to talk about it, I was like, is that a why choose? Is that like a series why choose? Or is it?
No, it is just him.
It is
and
just
then,
him.
Yeah. Yes. So this is it. He's got many siblings because his mother's race, they didn't. Mm-hmm. They tried, and they don't want to crossbreed, but they find they have to. And then as you go through the book, that's when you figure out why these women are being taken, because mm-hmm. people, if they don't get chosen, they have to just go back every rotation to be put back into the pot to be picked by a woman. And they're like, ain't having that. They found out that humans are actually viable companions, so they're just picking them and taking them, which is wrong. Don't do it.
It worked out all right in this instance, but not
generally.
I'm just going to turn my light on because I'm getting a bit dark.
Ding.
Ding. Oh, it's so bright.
Did you have an idea?
My idea was, I don't know how to work the light. Okay. That's too bright. How do I turn it down? No, I'm turning it off again. Don't worry. I'll get there. There we go.
Are you supposed to clap or something? Does that make it work?
I don't know. That would be good, wouldn't it? Where's the down button? There it is. That's it. There we go. We worked it out. There had to be a technology thing somewhere. Everything else is going all right. But
I'm finding it weird that you have lights that don't just do on and off.
No, it's like one of those fancy lights. It's like a ring light. Because if I turn on my like overhead lights, it's just like, and it's terrible. So I got a little
Like you've
right
been
so I could
abducted.
adjust it. Yeah, that's it. It would have been, oh, I
Should have
timed
done
that
that.
all wrong. Damn
Missed.
it. Yeah. Okay, so I'll do my alien one next then,
Yes.
as we're in that theme.
In the territory.
So this one is called Stolen by an Alien,
Weird
literally.
that.
Yeah, by Amanda Milo. So what are their names? Oh, now it's tricky names. Let's see. We've got, what's her name? Have I not written it down? Oh no, I've not written down the heroine's name. That's terrible. She's nameless. I've got his name. I'll use no names. I'm just going to say him and
Yeah.
her. So yeah, so she gets abducted with a bunch of other women from Earth, and taken to this planet where they're going to auction them off, you know, as they do. That's a fairly standard thing. So she's already been abducted once. So kind of in your one, it was similar. I wondered whether we'd touch on this. There's many different types of abduction, isn't there? There's like
Yes.
being abducted literally by the love interest or being abducted by somebody else. I didn't know
And
what we
then
were
being
going for.
found by,
Yeah.
yes.
So it's a similar situation. There's a little bit of a trigger warning at the beginning of this one because she's not being treated very well by a group of not very nice aliens. And he comes along, the hero, and he rescues her because he mistakes her for being this other race of alien, which is they're all female, and they like have their own harems of men. There's a particular race of men that will be there. They call them hobs, that serve them and look after them. And these women are like astounding. They have all these powers and they create all these technologies and stuff. They're really like
Nice.
impressive. And so they take their pick. And he's from a race of people that usually are their gladiators. So they're kind of their bodyguards. He's not. He's just been being a gladiator at that time. He's actually there to rescue his sister who's been abducted. loads of abductions. So he picks her up and steals her. And obviously, she can't speak the language that, you know, he can. So she's just as scared that he's going to be as
Yeah,
terrible.
just the same.
But he's so caring and gentle. And he thinks that, like, she's been raised completely away from her home planet because she can't speak the language and she doesn't have wings. She's supposed to have wings if she was this other race. And like lots of other little things, like her teeth aren't sharp, they're all, you know, like flat and stuff. It's very Ruby Dixon-esque in that, you know, there's that bonding, that slow bonding between them and this lovely like cozy kind of relationship happening where they want to be together. He's got a magical healing tongue, so he has to use that to you know. So she's a little bit worried at first when he decides to use it on her, and he's like, what's the matter with her? Surely she knows that I'm only trying to, you know. No. And they're like stuck on this planet for a bit, and he manages to rescue his sister, and his brother arrives to take her away, but there isn't room in the craft for the other two because it's like this tiny little one.
Only
So
one
they've got
craft.
only one craft, but they don't even get in that craft. And then they're stuck there, and then they get like these hobs have realized, thinking she's one of this race, and they want to try and woo her away from him. And it's like he starts to go really feral because they've bonded. And so if you are in the mood for someone being extremely possessive, I mean like crazy possessiveness, this is
Always.
the book for you. Yes,
Excellent.
they go away in this spaceship, and then like it comes out eventually that she's human, and there's these other humans, and that's going to kind of like lead into the rest of the series. There's lots of other people and they meet up and stuff. But
See, I did wonder how long it would be before Ruby Dixon was mentioned within this episode,
yeah,
just
she
for the
has to
simple,
be. Yeah,
yes,
I have not
30
gone
billion
for
books
Ruby Dixon,
later.
but
No,
it
we have
is
not.
like it's
It
the
is,
blueprint, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
numero uno if you're going to be picking up abduction. An abduction within abduction, the inception of induction books.
That's it. Yeah. Abduction with an in an abduction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically. Love it. All right. So my second book is, I did give a mention of the series when we did the summer thing with Lucy. I did read this one. I was like, you know what? This has got something in it and I'm going to put it in because I can. Okay. So this is Without Regret by R.L. Matthewson, which is the second in the series. So if you want to read it, read the first book. I know, I have read all the others though. So it's...
I've been a bad influence on you.
Well, yeah, basically it's the... So what we have is we have the Pites, which are this big epic vampire kind of thing, which is what the first book sort of explains and does all about. But this one is about the groups called the Sentinels. So now the Sentinels are 10 people who are born every 10 years, 5 men, 5 women. And they are created to be couples as they get bigger. And they are put on the earth to basically help fight against the bad things within it. So the vampires, the demons, the monsters, all of the other things that want to destroy humanity. Mm-hmm. The Sentinels are put on the earth to train, be bigger, powerful, stronger than the humans to try and help fight off the evil. Okay. When they become a couple, they get even stronger. They are kind of half a soul at the beginning. There's some trigger warnings. I won't explain it in the book, but if you are going to read it, there are some triggers in there as to how things happen. But so they are half a soul, and they, the other half is the other person, the man to the woman. And with this group we have Chris, who is a sentinel. The start of his life is not been great. He doesn't know who his dad is. His mom was just unpleasant. He's basically gone from foster home to back and forth and back and forth. But in the first book, he kind of finds his family with the Pite and the other bits and pieces. So he gains a mom, a dad, loads of siblings. Then he's found out that he is this big, epic, strong being, and he can protect these people who he's kind of drawn to. And that is his goal. I am big, I'm strong, I'm powerful. I will do anything in my power to keep my family safe. Mm-hmm. And when I find my other half, who is also going to be bigger and stronger and powerful, she's going to make me stronger, and the two of us together can just do anything. Mm-hmm. So he is going out expecting this big Arnold Schwarzenegger type woman who will come and just be what he needs. And he meets Isabel, who is a chocolate addict, loner, computer nerd, who, he's just is anything but what he needs.
Yeah.
So she has been left. That does seem to be the thing with these sentinels. Their upbringing hasn't been great. So she's there on her own, and she creates computer programs. She's created something that is called Tattletale, which goes in and can just get into every single little file and thing. And as soon as she hits a button, it can just tweak anything, find anything. So basically, all vampires, demons, everybody wants this program to hack into the Sentinel system to find out who all of the Sentinels are to get rid of them. They can basically take over the world. She doesn't know she's a Sentinel. So she goes out 3 a.m. to meet some dude who wants to buy her program, who happens to be a vampire. Gets bitten, finds out she's a Sentinel. All of these other Sentinels rush her, take her away to go and meet with Chris. So she's kind of taken against her will, but not necessarily abducted yet. Chris meets her.
Wow.
Well peeved, physical attraction, all of the good stuff. But something happens. They take her out to go and meet some demons because they're like, okay, you don't seem to have any powers. We need to kickstart them.
Oh, I see. They throw her in the deep end kind of thing.
Yeah, basically. So him and his dad, who is this big kick-ass vampire Pite, go out, find a werewolf nest, throw her in at the deep end, and she curls up into a ball on the floor.
Oh.
And that, he's like, what the? So, yeah, it doesn't go well. One of the hands are eaten off. It's quite fun. But yeah, then he is well miffed. So he's like, okay, I cannot have you anywhere near my family. We're gonna take her off to an island, but he doesn't. He picks her up, kidnaps her, puts her in a car, and takes her as far away as he possibly can to try and get her. Yeah,
but more direct.
Yeah, basically to try and take her away to somewhere else to keep her away from his family and all the kids and everything. So yeah, he kidnaps his other half. And yeah, he's not happy about it. He's not happy about it. It's quite fun.
Okay. I think that links in quite well with my third one in two ways. Because one, I've picked the book that I mentioned at the end of the summer special as well. We're just like our brains.
Yeah, intertwined.
Yes. One of them, obviously. We mentioned
we did
a
mention
couple,
a
didn't
few.
we? Yeah. And also it's a very like not happy kidnapping scenario. So yeah, it's Hidden Legacies by Ilona Andrews, the series. And what's the first one called? Burn for Me is the first one. And so basically Nevada is it's a world where there are people with magical powers. There was this serum that was taken 150 years ago or something. And it did some things where it changed some people for the worse, but it gave some magical powers, different kinds of magical powers. So it was banned, but those families that it took to have become like a kind of a separate class. You know, they're like, they're powerful, they have houses and things like that, and there's different levels of it, like primes are right at the top. But her family have been keeping it very low key. They don't want to be seen. She's keeping her powers under wraps, and she can basically detect lies and things, which is very useful because she's a private investigator. And she's had like a very like working class start to life. She's the main breadwinner for her family. Her dad died. They had to mortgage everything to the hilt for his treatment because this is an American thing. I'm so sorry for Americans.
Yeah, please.
With their healthcare system.
Yeah.
So if, even in fantasy, you know, it's
It
so
carries over.
ingrained. So she gets called into this case that is based around this crazy prime who is like, he has fire abilities and he's gone rogue. He's like a complete brat, spoiled brat, kind of frat boy out there just doing, and it's a nightmare that she's been called in to do this. She's basically, her firm has also had to make this agreement with a larger firm, and they've been asked to do it. They've been brought in by the family to track down this boy. He's around her age. She's kind of like early 20s. And they don't want to touch it, so they've outsourced
No, you
it to
do
her.
it. No, you
And
do it.
so everything's on the line. But at the beginning of the book, we see somebody who's called Connor Rogan, and he's also known as Mad Rogan, who is a telekinetic, extremely powerful. He's been in the army for a long time, and right at the beginning, a member of his family comes to him and asks him to track down their son, who's in league with this fire brat boy. I feel like that's a good way to
that's
gossip.
it now.
That's it. So they're both kind of on a path to collide. And she tracks down, I think his name's Adam. I'll call him Adam from now on. Nevada tracks down Adam. He agrees to meet her because he wants to preen and blah, blah, blah in this like public area. And she talks to him, but he can obviously go. He can like, he has the power of like 1,000 suns like, with his fire. So it's very hard to get
To
hold of
do
him
anything
and
with
get
him.
him to come along and say, just come home to mummy. She wants to see you're okay.
Have a biscuit.
And also the police are after you too, because they blew up a building and stuff, which is a bigger story that goes on throughout the series. But I won't go into that bit. But basically, because Rogan's there, he sees her and wants to know how she's managed to get in touch with him. What's going on? Is she connected to this guy, Adam, so he can get hold of his nephew? And so he just, you know, he does what any normal person will do, and he abducts her. He like throws this like piece of cloth around her, and because he's got telekinetic abilities, he just makes it heavy So it just wraps her up and she can't move. She can't get to a gun and stuff like that. And then he takes her back to like this basement and he puts her in, she's in like a magical pentagram, and he's trying to get her to tell him what he wants, because he's got some skills with telepathy as well, but not much, not in comparison to her. So he's shocked completely when she just like, they're just sat there in this epic stare off
yeah,
like,
just
you're
stand
not
off.
gonna get anything from me. And he's like, you'll stay here forever. He's like, no.
Fine.
So it's a great way to start a relationship.
Wow. Jeez, put me in a class would be the first thing.
Yeah, that's it. Wrap you up and take you off to a basement. So, but surprisingly, it works. I don't know how these
better.
things work. How do these things work? This is the question with abduction. How can someone literally do that to somebody else and you'd be like, yeah, but there were reasons. We would never say that.
Well, this is it. We've got like 8 books and we're like, yeah, let's just go with this. It's all good. It's really not. You would, if anybody came near me with a heavy blanket, I would just smack them.
Heavy blankets are the worst.
Unless they're bringing me cocoa and a biscuit, then
yes,
no.
This is it. Different context is everything.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, my next one is, I am sticking with my alien theme because I can.
Okay.
It's called Alien Meat Market by Lizzie. I'm going to say Bequin.
Alien Meat Market.
Alien Meat
Are we
Market.
Doing enough to sell these books? I don't know.
Of course we are. I picked it up. I read the title. I'm like, okay, how does that work?
Did you pick it up because you were looking for abduction books, or had you picked it up anyway?
Well, no, okay, so I was picking this for another reason, which I can't say because we'll do that at the end. But okay. So yeah, I picked this one up because of reasons. But yeah, so this one is, let me find her name, Bethany. So Bethany is a journalist and she's out in the field. She's kind of like a small town thing. She's gonna try and build her way up, as most journalists seem to have to. And something's been happening to cows around the area. Chunks of meat have been taken and they're all dying in the field. So her boss is like, okay, go and have a look. Middle of the
meat
night,
market's
as you
making
would.
More sense now.
Yes. So yeah, middle of the night, she's out in the field in a car, in with the cows. Something happens and her car starts getting shot up. So the windows start going, the tires. So she tries to drive away, crashes the car, jumps out, and there's a dude with a gun. She's like, thinking, what the hell is this? But it's actually the farmer. So she's trying to have this debate with the farmer, calm him down, put his gun down. And then you've got, like you did, big light moment in the middle of the field. Everything starts lifting. So there's her, the farmer, the cows. I think the farmer's kicking up a bit of a fuss. So he's kind of, unfortunately, he doesn't make it.
Okay, yeah. Collateral damage there.
Yeah. As unfortunately most men seem to be in these instances. So she is pulled up onto the spaceship with all of these cows and shipped off to where she doesn't want to be. Now, as with kind of my first one, there is a bit of a pattern. Humans should not have been picked up. They are not something that should be allowed. So she's jabbed in the neck with a tranquilizer kind of thing, sort of makes her really sluggish and means she can't speak. So she's shoved into this ring with all of these cows, and then it suddenly dawns on her that the sections of cow that are going missing are going to chefs around the galaxy.
Yeah.
And she's right in the middle of dinner, basically.
Wow.
So she's surrounded by cows and then lots of salivating aliens. And all she can say is, meh. So
not helpful when you're trying to convince people you're not a cow.
Not a cow. Yeah, weirdly, the two legs and the lack of black and white spots doesn't give it away, but would that
just
to
could,
an alien?
Could be a calf. That's it.
How could be anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I would like to think even an alien could figure out that wasn't the same kind of species, but you know,
but
butterflies
she could
and
still be
caterpillars.
Tasty.
Yeah. Well, this is it. If that's if they're that desperate that they're stealing our cows.
Any port in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have a ship of aliens who are on this bay because they owe a loan shark who, it's not a very, obviously it's got an alien meat market, it's not a nice place to be. So they owe money to a loan shark who gave them some cash to repair their ship. So the chap in charge, he's given the money to his second in command and his younger brother who works for him. First time his little brother has been let out onto a space station. He's like, you know what? This is the last time we'll probably be here. We're paying off the debt. Go out with him, have a mooch, see what's what. So the little brother, who is Draymian, is there, eyes wide. What's this? What's that?
Yeah.
Takes the second in command to get a drink, a few drinks in him, wants to see everything that he can. The second in the man's like, I've got to go for a pee. Hold the cash. Give me a minute. Then we'll pay off. Be gone. Unfortunately, Draymian happens to scent the meat in the market and sees her above all of the cows. And he's drawn to her, obviously.
The tastiest burger ever.
Yes. Oh, nom, nom, nom. And he's not blue or nothing. And yeah, obviously the paddles start going up and he just yells the money, the amount of money that is in the bag to pay off the debt. No. So he just yells this amount out, like 10 million this. And then the second in command comes back and he's just there with a woman who can't speak or can't do anything and no money.
Wow.
So yeah, they have to take her back to the ship. She's now contraband because she shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
they now owe £10 million to the loan shark.
I like him already.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, who is going to absolutely kill them all very quickly. Mm-hmm. So they've got to get on the ship and get gone. And then on the ship there are five aliens. So the leader, the second in command. There's a medic, like a mechanic, and then, the youngest little chap, Draymian. And, basically, they are then trying to get back to their home to sit and figure out what the hell they can do while trying to keep off the radar of this chap and all of the mercenaries he then sends after them to try and get, A, his money, and then, B, the contraband that he's since heard about. So it made me giggle quite a lot with things that go on within it.
I like a bit of humour. I do.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you later because I won't spoil it, but there's something that happens at the end that made me go, oh, that just fits really well. It was very funny.
Right. Yeah, you'll have to tell me about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my little last one, which is just like a little bonus entry, and I did it because it was like a different kind of abduction. It's A Taste of Iron and Gold by Alexandra Rowland, which is it's a kind of a high fantasy romance between a prince and a bodyguard. And there's an attempted abduction and an actual abduction. And it's just if you like tropes and you like them being fulfilled, this book is just like,
fantastic.
It has so many that hit really well. You've got the we've got to pretend to kiss because we're spying on people kind of trope. I love that trope. And the abduction that happens. I mean, he's not the best bodyguard for the prince because they both get abducted together. But, they're great characters. But it leads to just this delicious trope that happens. The abduction kicks off that. So I'm not going to go into details about it because it's a little bit further along in the story. But it features abductions, other people abducting them together. So I thought that was kind of like an outlier of abductions. The love interests were not abducting each other.
It was somebody taking both of them.
Yeah. So that was my little extra bonus one.
Well, okay, so I've got one, which is, it's by Naomi Lucas, and it's called Viper, and there's a whole Naga series, lots of different snake people. And basically, I like this one because the sort of humans out in space, and there's wars going on, and they all get on this ship to go to this planet to think that they're getting equipment and bits and pieces off it, but what the women on the ship don't know is that they're being basically abducted on the ship to be taken down for the snake people that are down there to hand off for the stuff that's there. And then the snake people come out, smell all these women, or tongue all these women. They sense with tongues here. Sorry. in the nicest possible way. Sorry. Then so all of the snake people have come out, and they are then like, that one's mine, that one's mine, that one's mine. Right. And they all then want to take the women away. So then the women are then abducted by the snake people. So this, yeah, this is my Inception abduction.
Double abductions.
And then they all try and steal off each other as well. So it's kind of, it's like the Benny Hill of abductions.
Did they not pick the right one in the first place then? Well, their tugging wasn't accurate.
Isn't it always the way? Unless it's a magic one. Well, I think that the Viper is the biggest and baddest one. So I think he's there and he's like, I'm the biggest, I'm the leader, I want her. But the others are like, well, why should you get her? And then the others want them. And you've got to imagine like a cobra against like a grass snake. That's like a foot and a worm. Yeah. You've got no chance.
Yeah, I can see that. So you say, like, when you read abduction ones, that it kind of, a lot of those ones feed into like fated mate stuff, which is kind of
It is. I do love a fated mate. And when you mentioned yours, it does seem to be that is a big thing underneath it all, that you have to justify why you're kidnapping this person.
There is something about fated mates that lets you go, all right, it's fated mates, so you know,
it's
all going to end up all right. They're meant to be together. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. We can overlook some things.
Some things. Yeah, I would say I probably come across abduction ones more as like they're a byproduct of the book that I'm looking at. It's like I'll just stumble across abduction ones rather than like definitely the Hidden Legacies one was, because we decided to do this. And I'd mentioned it in the summer special. And then just when I was looking and I was like, oh, actually, that's in that book. there's like a blatant one right at the beginning.
Well, this is it, because the first time we did the tropes, it was kind of, we did the standouts, you know, your enemies to lovers, your fated mates. Those are the ones that people use so a lot more to sell the books. Abduction, again, it's not really on the top of the list of things that people maybe
but there clearly is, like, I think that's the thing, isn't there? There's absolutely tons, isn't there, with it.
But so do you think it can be done as well in contemporary? Because I don't read as many, but you know, this is it.
Have I ever come across an abduction in contemporary? One, I think, and I won't name the book because I didn't like it very much.
But this is it, you can't, you know, there's no way for it to be there. It was a nice idea actually
in that it was like to follow out like a fantasy for people. They were like hired in particular to do this abduction, which meant to be for like, you know, a couple or something, and they got the wrong woman basically.
That happens a lot.
Mistaken identity.
Yeah, thinking about it, the mafia ones that you read do have a bit of it.
Okay.
To take the mafia princess from the family to marry into a different family. So actually, yeah, that works.
So that's like the contemporary stuff for you.
You say contemporary, it's mafia. Does it even count?
Mafia is like this weird sort of like bubble.
Dark siblings.
It's like fantasy. It's basically Game of Thrones, but in suits, isn't it? It's like, Armani suits.
It's the darkness of the world you don't really want to delve into in real life, but you can read about it and then close the book and not think about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so that, it happens a bit more in that sort of stuff.
Okay. Shall we announce the trope for next week then?
We shall, because that was what I was going to... That's why my alien meat market came into my... Why choose?
Yeah.
Why choose?
Yeah, we're going to have a whole episode of it. So that's going to be interesting for me.
See, this is where I will have like 70 books, because I already have.
Whereas so, I'm like, I'll have to... I've just about managed.
I've just managed to get two. That's fine. I'll talk for an hour. But if you want a bit of all sides, that's what we're doing for you next week.
Fabulous. So thank you for joining us again. or for the first time if you are a brand new
Yeah,
listener.
if you're a newbie, come
That's
and find
it.
us on the socials. We're on X.
X. Everybody's going to be calling it that, aren't they?
X. We're on
The
not
X
Twitter.
bird.
Yeah. We're on that what used to be Twitter, the artist formerly known as. Where else are we? TikTok, Instagram, all at SFF Romcast.
That's the one. That's us. And if you were listening to this, you can see us on YouTube. And if you're watching us on YouTube or Spotify, there are other podcast distributors available too that you can use, like while you're doing your housework and stuff like that.
Job done. So yeah, come and join us next week and we'll give you a whole lot more books to go through.
Yeah. Bye.